We Labor with God, October 7. Service for God and with God. For we are laborers together with God, ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. He will use you and me and each human being who enters his service, if we will submit to his guidance. Each one is to stand in his watchtower, listening attentively to that which the Spirit has to say to him, remembering that his every word and act makes an impression, not only on his own character, but on the characters of those with whom he is connected. Each day God works with his building, stroke upon stroke, to perfect the structure, that it may become a holy temple for him. Man is to cooperate with God. Each worker is to become just what God designs him to be, building his life with pure, noble deeds, that in the end his character may be a symmetrical structure, a fair temple, honored by God and man. There is to be no flaw in the building, for it is the Lord's. Every stone must be perfectly laid, that it may endure the pressure placed upon it. One stone laid wrong will affect the whole building. To you and to every other worker God gives the warning, take heed how you build, that your building may stand the test of storm and tempest, because it is founded on the eternal rock. To every man is given his work, the work for which his capabilities adapt him, the work which will result in greatest good to himself and to his fellow men, and in greatest honor to God. Thus our business or calling is a part of God's great plan, and, so long as it is conducted in accordance with his will, he himself is responsible for the results.